Okay, so the next topic is building community-owned data confidence fabric with distributed ledgers and smart contracts. So let's give him a good welcome.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for staying. So today we're going to be talking about data confidence fabrics. Here's the agenda for the day. So briefly, I work for Dell. My colleague Sean here is an academic. He works for University College Cork. We've been collaborating on this project. So I'm going to start by quickly going over Dell's open source support and community contributions. I'm going to go over Linux Foundation Edge, how it started, and I'm going to be focusing on Project Alvarium, which is part of LF Edge. Then I'm going to hand over to Sean. He will go over a few use cases of Project Alvarium. And yeah, at the end, we have a short demo that we're going to show you. So the team I work in, we do research, mostly in European research projects. Most of the projects, all of them are funded by the European Commission, multiple programs, mostly Horizon Europe program. We collaborate with a lot of the consortiums, basically, a lot of partners across Europe. Across all these projects, we've collaborated with over 100 partners. The domains that we work on are mostly edge computing and cloud, storage, distributed ledgers, and quite recently we're working a lot with knowledge graphs. A common theme across projects is always energy efficiency and sustainability. Most of the projects here deal with orchestrating deployment across cloud and edge resource constrained devices. I'm currently working in the Clever project. We're trying to build knowledge graphs that represent Kubernetes clusters and use these knowledge graphs, try out graph algorithms if we see that it would enhance the schedulers in Kubernetes. And yeah, the themes are mostly as I just said. This is just quickly about the projects. And one thing is that most of the work that we do in these projects, most of the code is open sourced. Now, Dell and open source. Dell has been working with the Linux Foundation for over the past decade. It's a founding member of Open Programmable Infrastructure, OpenHPC, as well as member of the CNCF, OpenSSF, NUKIT, NIFU, SONIC, and the Yocto projects. Currently, Dell is involved in 43 open source projects, 10 of which are Linux Foundation projects. Now, in preparation for this, I went asking colleagues about the individual contributors across the company, about their contributions, and I learned that currently there's a process in place to inject open source contributions into our MyLegal, which is our legal compliance systems, ServiceNow, and Jira, to basically encourage contributions from the company so that it be logged. There's also other activities such as events organized within Dell about open source. One of the colleagues contributed a first-time contributing page to just help other basically contributors to make their first contribution. And what I learned as well is that the most effective way as of now is across the company is word of mouth. So it's driven by interest mostly. So Dell contributions to the Linux kernel, as originally a hardware manufacturer, basically when Dell needs to develop drivers to make sure that Ubuntu runs properly on a Dell system. So these drivers are open sourced. The process goes as follows. First, these drivers are basically developed, contributed, and they're pushed back to the Linux kernel, so that they work across all the distributions. After their first implementation, any patches to make sure they always work properly are also pushed back to the kernel so that they would work with distributions sort of like mostly working first on Ubuntu, and then as they're pushed back to the kernel so that they work with Fedora or Debian or Arch or any other distro. The story of LF Edge, it started in 2017 when Dell contributed 125,000 lines of code to a Linux Foundation to create EdgeX Foundry due to its interest in edge computing, which is basically an open source platform for basically processing across the edge and the cloud. It enables this platform basically enables edge data collection from sensors, communication between enterprise and cloud and on-prem data centers, and for AI processing at the edge, it has runtimes, messaging substrates, and so on. And it's basically an umbrella organization for other projects. One project of LF Edge is Project Alvarium, which we're going to discuss now. EdgeX Foundry, what started the whole thing, and other projects.